You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and you were just listening to a song called 1-800 Genocide by Rebel Diaz. And now we are joined on the show, by Gay DeManuela, I hope I pronounced that correctly, from Whistleblowers, Activists and Communities Alliance, or WACA. Good morning, Gay.
Good morning, Chloe.
Now, we've brought you on the show today to talk a little bit about the Elabit Systems, or ELSA, because they've recently changed their name, and about their horrible role in Israel's bombing campaign of Gaza. Would you be able to just, you know, give people a bit of information and also where else they have a presence?
Sure. Elabit Systems is the largest weapons manufacturer in Israel. They provide about 85% of the land-based equipment procured by the IDF, and 85% of its drones. They market their military technology quite proudly on their website as battle-tested or field-tested. And when they're talking about that, they're talking about the Israeli Defense Force's extensive use of Elbit weaponry in the occupied Palestinian territories and in Gaza. Their revenue in 2018 stood at $3.7 billion. By 2020, it was $4.6 billion. We know that Elbit drones have been used on successive attacks on civilians in Gaza, and it's very well documented in 2009, 2012, 2014, 2018, and it's that the use of Elbit drones in Gaza is now part of an international criminal court investigation.
And sorry if I was interrupting. Yeah, I was going to the next question. What can you tell us about the direct action, and including some of the demands of WACA, who have been, you know, part of some really very good actions occupying the Elbit Systems building in solidarity with Palestinians who have been killed and maimed by their weapons?
Well, we've been, Elbit Systems has an office or a manufacturing facility in most places across the globe. They're on every continent. And here in Melbourne, they have two facilities, actually. They have an office at 650 Lorimer Street in Port Melbourne. And I'll tell you a little bit more about their partnership with the Victorian government soon with their Centre of Excellence. But we at WACA can't stand by while we're seeing the atrocities being committed by Israel in the occupied territories of Palestine. And so in the past week, we've visited Elbit in Port Melbourne in their foyer, and we're part of a global network, a global campaign against Elbit. You may have seen Palestine Action in the UK and now in the US. And so during this last week, there's been actions blocking factories, blocking offices across the US and in the UK. And the UK campaign's actually years long, and they've had some good success in shutting down a factory, enforcing Elbit to move their offices by targeting landlords. So it's been quite an effective campaign there. And we actually really must be rattling them, because we noticed between our first visit last week and our visit this week that they've scrubbed their signage. So they actually removed their name from the building directory and from the signage outside.
As they should. Shame job.
Yeah, it is a shame job.
Gay, you mentioned their office in Lorimer Street.
Yes.
What about that manufacturing facility? Do we know where that's located?
What I was talking about, the Centre of Excellence, is a partnership between the Victorian government and... We know that RMIT University actually signed a contract, had a partnership that they were happy to talk about up until a very few short weeks ago, when they now deny that they have a partnership. But this Centre of Excellence, which has been funded by the state government in partnership with Elbert, is somewhere in Fisherman's Bend. And it's a research facility looking at researching artificial intelligence. Now, RMIT are now denying they have that partnership, but before they denied it, they were telling us it was for surveillance systems for managing bushfires. But we know that those surveillance systems are also used for targeting people in what they call warfare, but which is actually attempted genocide, not only in Gaza, you know, in our local neighbourhood or in West Papua, we know that Elbert weapons have been used, Elbert technology is being used by the Indonesian government to target West Papuans. We know that's also happening in the Philippines. In fact, it's happening all over the world. Oppressive regimes are armed by Elbert.
And the next kind of point I want to sort of ask about is about the complicity of, I guess, the Australian government. Like, what are the kind of the Australian government sort of ties to the Israeli weapons manufacturer and other international armed dealers such as Elbert? But also I know there's been an ongoing campaign about, against RMIT, who I'm pretty sure has entered in some kind of contract with Elbert Systems. So I kind of want to hear a bit more about the links that is. And, of course, is Elbert and trying to lobby other universities besides RMIT to enter into agreements and so on?
Yeah, this is a really, really, really important point because our friends, students at RMIT have been running a campaign, a BDS campaign for some time now. And we know that companies have infiltrated the tertiary sector. It's so-called cash-strapped universities who seem to be able to have huge amounts to invest in their buildings and in paying their high-ranking staff and don't seem to have enough to pay for their academic staff and support staff. We know that they're entering lucrative contracts with arms companies. What is really hard to find out is exactly the contracts that the Australian state and federal governments have with Elbert. We know that Australia's approved 322 defence exports to Israel over the past 6 years, and that came out in questioning in the Senate. The Greens defence spokesperson, David Shoebridge, is asking some uncomfortable questions, as he should be, and he stated that Australia has one of the most secretive and unaccountable weapons export systems in the world. So when we try to track those contracts, it's quite difficult. It's a bit of a labyrinth in the Oz tenders. Information is quite difficult to track through, and we also know Elbert uses subsidiary companies, so it's quite a difficult task to track exactly how much Australia is spending in contracts with Elbert and with other arms companies. But what we do know is that Australians, through the tax system, are contributing billions in profits to the arms companies. We also know that Australia is breaching the UN Arms Trade Treaty of 2013 because we're actually allowing exports of weapons to go to Israel that are being used in the commission of attempted genocide and crimes against humanity.
Gay, you're part of the Whistleblowers, Activists and Communities Alliance. Would you be able to tell us about this alliance and how people can get involved, also when the next action is?
Yes, we're just a group of people, and you can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. You can direct message us. You know, we're just people who we've been this didn't just happen yesterday. We've been a group of people that have been taking a stand against capitalism, about environmental destruction, about the treatment of refugees, about use of weapons. We often support other groups in action. The last action down at Albert in 650 Lorimer Street, Port Melbourne, people from Wage Peace joined with us. We joined with them and we took action down there because what can we do? We can't stand by and watch what's happening. And now we have every opportunity to see what's happening. The saying was that the war won't be televised, but we're actually seeing it on our screens everywhere. And we can't just stand by and do nothing. So we welcome people to come along, join our actions in whatever capacity that they're able to contribute.
Yeah, thanks so much for your work, Gail. All the protesters, including yourself, we know you've been getting arrested as well, so the right to protest also needs to be protected.
And that's right. And getting arrested isn't really the story. And people can come along and not be arrested.
Yeah, of course.
And we know not everyone has the privilege, in fact, to be able to put themselves on the line like that. There are a whole lot of roles that people can be involved in.
Gay, it must be, tempting for WACA seeing these massive crowds of people assembling each Sunday to protest in solidarity with Palestine at the State Library when it's just across from RMIT. Is there any plans to, funnel the crowd through RMIT before, marching through the city?
I'm not one of the organisers. I'm not with Free Palestine Melbourne and the wonderful people there who have been organising the protest. So I wouldn't... I won't speak for them. They're very well able to speak for themselves. But, yeah, that's a great idea, isn't it? We need to be drawing attention to not only the terrible things that are happening, and I think Free Palestine Melbourne have been doing this. They're not only expressing the grief and the horror, they're expressing the call. Each of the speakers that I've heard have been expressing the call to action that we can't be bystanders, that our struggles are intrinsically linked. Our struggles in Australia, and we saw with the Black People Solidarity with Palestine demo on, was that Wednesday evening, that, that was the very clear message was our struggle is your struggle and that no one is free until everyone is free.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to wrap up. Okay, but before we do, is there anything else that you wanted to let listeners know?
Just want to let people know that Australia is a link in the global arms supply chain. Just here in Melbourne, we've got BAE, Boeing, Thales, Nioa, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Rheinmetall, Leidos, Leonardo, and probably more. There's an arms company near you. And in Sydney next week, our friends at Wage Peace are running a campaign against the Sea Forces Expo. That's the 5th of the 9th of November at the Sydney Convention Centre. Here in Melbourne, in fact, Land Forces International are going to be very sorry that they moved their expo from Brisbane to Melbourne. We know how our people get together in Melbourne to protest companies. They're having a big expo next year, 11th to 13th of September at the Melbourne Convention Centre. Weapons companies don't belong in our neighbourhoods. They don't belong anywhere, and we have the power to shut them down. If you want to follow the hashtag ShutElbertDown on social media, you'll see what's possible. And in the message that I want to end on is that you act wherever you are. Don't wait. Do what you can with what you've got. Organise a group of friends. Go and sit down in the MP's office. Let them. Labor is in big trouble here. But I don't think they expected that this would happen, that so many people would get out on the streets, so many people would be ringing their offices. They repeat the, the messages from Israel and the US about Israel's right to defend itself. What, against little babies? Mm. Against people who are being attacked with white phosphorus bombs and Elbit's, they've got a new bomb called the Iron Sting. And what it does is cause horrific, horrific burns, full thickness burns. They're dropping those on whole families. And there are doctors and nurses trying to treat people now in the dark with no equipment, with no sterile supplies, no anesthetics, no analgesia. It's absolutely horrific. And it's, we could get overwhelmed with it because it is totally overwhelming, but we need to mourn and then we need to act. And wherever you are, you can do something, even if it's ringing Senator Penny Wong's office, even if it's... Well, this is actually a really important thing to do. There are Palestinian people who have been telling us this for years, and they're sending out their messages now. Amplify their voices. Do what you can where you can. We can all be, we're all connected, and together every little action, big or small, is cumulative and will make an impact. Elbit's share price has gone down in the last 2 weeks. Usually arms companies' share prices skyrocket when Gaza's under attack. You know, we can have an impact and we need to do it together. And together we can be powerful in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, well said, Gay. And really appreciate your time this morning and for... organizing these demonstrations. And yeah, we encourage listeners to check out Whistleblowers, Activists and Communities Alliance. They're on Facebook. Follow the hashtag Shut Elbit Down. And yeah, see you at the next rally, Gay.
Yeah, see you on the street.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you so much.